Crime does not pay.
Mac Davis sent you, didn't he?
What difference does it make who sent me?
He got Vic. He doesn't need me, too.
You were there when Vic got his. You know the rules.
Rules were made to be broken, Chuckles, by smart people like you and me.
Orders, baby. I was told to find you and take care of you. I found you.
Then why don't you put a period on it there? You don't think I'd be better looking dead than alive? What do you think, Chuckles, hmm?
Frankly, baby, I think right now I'd rather kiss you than kill you.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Law of the Jungle, starring Alan Baxter. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Alan Baxter as Chuckles Matson in Law of the Jungle. The word organization implies a set of rules. The laws of organized crime may be summed up in one phrase: obey or die. The law of the jungle. The policemen of organized crime are the trigger men, like Corey Taylor and Bantam Smith. Corey and Bantam were engaged one evening in the performance of their job, at which they were experts.
Much further, Corey?
Not much. You heard the bug. He said 2 miles past the Red Robin Inn, turn right, dirt road. Vic's convertible be parked along there. Lover's Lane.
Never thought Vic was the romantic type.
Watch that speedometer. You ever see Mary Parker? With her, I could get romantic.
1/10 of a mile to go. The dame terrific?
Really stacked. Slow down.
Yeah. What a shame.
You mean Mary?
Yeah, if she's got like you say. Nobody will miss Vic. Does he really think he could get away with it?
Looks like it. That jerk.
Nobody crosses Mac Davis and gets away with it. Least of all on a horse syndicate.
Watch it. Here's the turnout.
Right. Holy smoke. You expect to hit anything on a road like this and in this dark?
I brought the chopper.
Oh, that ought to do it. You sure it's Vic's car?
I know the license number like I know my own name. Keep going. Now, there's a paved road at the end of this rut.
Gotcha. Nice to have known you, Vic.
Too bad I never got to know the dame. Slow down, Bantam.
Let's go, Bantam.
Level over every front page in town. Gangster slain by machine gun blast. Lover's Lane. Scene of gang war killing.
It was bound to come out, Mac. You know that.
Somebody was bound to find him. They always do unless we give him a cement jacket.
I know, but get this. Police discovered the dead mobster Vic Jones following a telephone call from a woman.
What? Impossible. The chopper at 6 feet.
The woman refused to give a name, but a lady's glove found on the blood-smeared floor of the car indicated that some woman had been present when the shooting occurred. Police are searching for a friend of Jones, one Mary Parker, ex-model.
But I gave them about 40 slugs. I don't see
how... No, but it happened. You missed it. Clean. So the whole story is walking around loose. I gotta start all over again.
Let us take care of it.
Go on, get out fast before I lose my temper. And on the way out, tell Chuckles I want him.
Okay, Mac, if that's the way you want it.
Yeah, sure, boss. We'll tell him.
Sometimes I wish I was running a one-man racket like the old days.
You want me, Mac?
Yeah. Can't you smile once in a while?
A job you want done, Mac?
Yes.
a job. Want you to get Mary Parker.
Yeah, I saw in the papers the boys missed her last night.
Don't you miss.
Piece of sash cord never misses.
I know. Not when you're twisting it. Okay, get the Parker dame.
What's she look like?
Pictures in the paper, here.
Anything with some clothes on?
You're a cool fish. No, that's all.
Okay, where'll I find her?
She's got half as much brains as she's got looks. She's still running.
Which way? Where do you suppose the trail starts?
Vic had a place for her over on Stanton Street. You might start there.
Right.
And keep going until you find her. All women talk too much.
A five, if you speak up. Where is she?
How do I know? I clean a hall, make a fire, polish a brass, fix a fuse. I don't know nothing.
Come on, Miss Parker. Where is she?
Look, if I know, I'll tell you.
When did you see her last?
2-3 days ago. She called downstairs on the telephone. I come up, fix a washer in the kitchen sink.
You know any of her friends?
Man?
Or a woman?
Miss Parker, I have a friend, Miss Foster, in 3B.
Here's a five. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
You got no right in here, and I'm not talking. I don't know you.
I'm here, and you're talking, Miss Josie Foster.
Where'd you get my name?
You forget it's on the bell. Now talk, Josie. Where's Mary?
I haven't heard from her since...
Since her boyfriend got his. Okay, now where is she?
I don't know, I tell you.
More of the same, or do you talk now?
I don't know where she is. I don't know. Give me a chance, will you? Vic had a place out near Thomasville. She probably went there, if any place.
What do you have, young fella?
A Coke and some information.
One Coke, coming right up. What do you want to know?
Any strangers hereabouts lately? Any strangers, Pop?
You got it bad if you can't even laugh. Sure, there's a mighty pretty one staying up the Jones place. Bought a load of canned goods this morning, like she was aiming to stay a while. Asked me to deliver for her.
Did you?
Well, not yet.
All right, if I do it for you?
Why not? Quite a piece out, though. 5 miles up the road, right turn. Half mile from the fork on the left. I'd like to see her face when she opens the door and you say, groceries, miss. That'll be something.
Yeah, that'll be something. Mom, I don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil. No, Mom, I don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil. Groceries, miss.
Well, leave them on the porch and go away.
You can't. Mr. Tucker says COD for strangers.
Oh. All right. You have to wait a minute. No peas, no
rice, no coconut. Say, that's quite a load. Put it in the kitchen, will you? In the kitchen, I... Oh.
Mary Parker, isn't it? My name's Chuckles Matson.
The one who never smiles. Vic told me about you.
Vic never mentioned you. Now I see why.
Oh, thank you. You, like what you see?
I like it. I could like it a lot.
I'd like to teach you to smile.
Sorry, baby, no dice. Now take it without a fight and I won't have to hurt you.
Mac Davis sent you, didn't he?
What difference does it make who sent me?
He got Vic. He doesn't need me, too.
You were there when Vic got his. You know the rules.
Rules were made to be broken, Chuckles, by smart people like you and me.
Orders, baby. I was told to find you and take care of you. I found you.
Then, why don't you put a period on it there? You don't think I'd be better looking dead than alive. What do you think, Chuckles?
Frankly, baby, I think right now I'd rather kiss you than kill you.
Want to try the kiss, Chuckles?
Why not?
How did you find me, Chuckles?
What difference does it make, Mary? I found you. Real put a period on it there.
So you found her, Chuckles?
Yeah, I found her.
Everything taken care of?
No, not yet.
Chuckles, I sent you out on a job.
I know you did. Nothing to worry about.
You didn't take care of her.
That wasn't the time or the place.
You going soft, Chuckles?
Me? Not in your life, Mac.
Then why?
I traced her through a dame named Josie Foster.
I know her. One of Vic's ex-boys taking care of her.
And through a wise guy of a storekeeper. The trail's a mile wide.
Okay, so what?
So, when the time comes and the place...
How long?
I gotta get her confidence so I can take her off someplace in the car and dump her. That's all.
And meantime?
Meantime, nothing.
She'll talk. You can't be with her all the time.
Maybe that's what I intend to do, Mac. Be with her all the time. Until her time is up.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Law of the Jungle. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Alan Baxter as Chuckles Matson in Law of the Jungle. There were some among the men and women of the underworld who thought of Chuckles Matson as the hand of fate, but now that hand was stayed. Chuckles was taking care of Mary Parker in his own way, and it was a pleasant way for both of them, even when he brought Mary back to the city.
This is it, baby.
This is what, darling?
Your place.
Oh.
Like it?
Like it? Oh, Chuckles, it's just beautiful. Why, it even has a view.
Stay away from that window, baby.
Huh? Oh, I see. Mac doesn't know about this.
Or us.
You're taking an awful chance, darling, if I'm still...
Yes, you are. You'll always be, you know that.
Oh, Chuckles, I'm scared. It's all too good to last.
It'll last longer here, kid. It's only a hop and a jump from my own place, see? And Mac will take it easy if I'm around town more than if I was with you in the country.
Where does Mac think I am?
In Thomasville.
And you didn't tell him about this place.
Nobody knows about this place, baby, except you and me. It's ours. Nobody muscles in here.
You know, I think that's the closest to a proposal you've ever come. I think you do love me in your way, darling. I'm beginning to think you really do.
Okay, okay, so you got the dame under control. What I want to know is, when does she go under the ground?
She'll go, Max, she'll go.
I don't like this monkeying around, Chuckles.
I'm not playing games.
That's just the trouble. It's written all over you. You're falling for the dame.
Not me. When I find out what I want to find out, kaput.
When you find out what?
Where Vic Jones stashed his take.
She knows?
Of course she does. Show me a dame who don't know where her boyfriend has his dough.
Well, why'd you say so?
You never asked
me. Chuckles, you find out where Vic unloaded a pile he stole from me, and I'll split with you 50-50.
It's a deal. Only, it'll take time.
Why should it, Chuckles? You're stalling. I'm beginning to think you don't want to pickle that dame.
Now, wait a minute.
Okay, boy, but time's running out. It's not only Mary Parker who's getting awful close to a finish.
There she is, boss.
Who do you think you are forcing me to come here?
Now, Josie, and try to act like a lady.
Who are you?
Mac Davis.
The boss.
Hear that, Bantam? The lady knows me.
Are all your gorillas bums like this one?
Shut up. Quiet, you. Bantam. What's wrong, Miss Foster?
Well, if he'd have told me who he worked for, I'd have come a lot easier. I've been wanting to see you.
Remember that the next time I send you for a lady, Bantam.
I will, boss.
Now then, Miss Foster, I wanted to see you. You wanted to see me. A good start.
I think we'll get along.
What has been on your mind?
You sent a frozen-faced character looking for Mary Parker.
Yes, I understood you're a friend of hers.
I was.
But I understand you tipped off Chuckles concerning Mary's hideout.
Chuckles? Him? Oh, that's a laugh.
Oh, he does laugh once in a while. What about him?
Just he slapped me around before I told him, and I don't forget things like that.
Keep talking, Josie.
I know where he's hiding Mary.
So do we, in Vic Jones' place in Thomasville. We can take her any time we want.
That's what you think.
What?
Shut up, Adam. Where are they, Josie?
You'll take care of him if I tell you?
One way or another, yes.
He's gone soft on her. I saw her in town a week ago and followed her. He's got her in a flat on West Warren Street.
Pretty ritzy.
He's crossing you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Now, what did you want from me?
Exactly what you've told me. So Mary Parker's right here in town after...
What if she is, Mac? I told you why.
Yes, but not where.
Has Fredo been spilling her alleged mind?
Next time you won't be so free with your fists, Mr. Chuckles Matson.
You must be nuts.
For the last time, Chuckles, take care of Mary Parker.
I told you, Mac, I'll do it after she tells
me... Stop, but Vic had no kick. His boys split it after we took care of Vic. I've known that for months. Make up your mind, Chuckles. It's Mary or Mary and you. You know the law. Don't cross me, Chuckles. I'd hate to have to put you in a cement jacket.
Like the country this time of year, Mary?
If a city girl can like the country at any time, then I do.
Ah, good.
Of course, the company might have something to do with it.
Oh, thanks.
Anything wrong, Chuckles?
No, nothing. Why?
Oh, I don't know. You haven't been like this since the first time we saw each other. Mac, give you an assignment?
Yeah.
Couldn't you quit the racket, Chuckles?
You know better than that.
We could just keep on driving. They'd never find us.
I found you.
Well, are you sorry, darling?
You think I am?
No. No, I guess not.
Then you guess right.
Any reason to stop? Chuckles?
Just the view.
The view at this time of night?
Oh, why not? There's a moon and a city down below.
We are being romantic, aren't we?
Why not? Once in a lifetime.
Why not?
Over here, Mary. Come on.
Oh. It is lovely, Chuckles. You know, darling, you can be sweet. I wonder what you were like when you were a little boy.
Look at the moon, Mary.
Where? In your eyes, darling?
No, up there. Isn't this view something?
It is. But you could almost look at it the rest of your life, I guess.
Yes, Mary. The rest of your life.
No, don't
fight, baby. Go easier.
Sorry, baby. It was you, the both of us. I'll bury you here, baby, so you can see the view the rest of your life.
Yes?
Mac?
Yes?
It's all taken care of.
At the straight dope, Chuckles?
Yeah, straight. Nobody will find her.
Good boy. Where are you?
Warren Street, the apartment. I'll see you, Mac. Quiet. Too quiet. I can't take it, Mary.
Why did you do it, Chuckles? Why?
Hey, who's that? No one's here. No one's here but me.
Why, Chuckles? We were happy here. Happy. Why did you do it, Chuckles?
What's going on? Am I nuts or something? You're dead. I buried you. You're dead. I buried you myself. On the hill.
No such thing. No such thing as voices. Kid stuff. There's no such thing. She's not the first or the last.
You like to drive with me, Chuckles? With the top down?
Cut it out. You're driving yourself crazy.
We like the country as much as two city people could.
Leave me alone. Cut it out.
Get hold of yourself, Metzen. She's dead and done with. Dead and done with.
I'll open.
I'm in.
I'll go along for the ride, Chuckles.
Me too. Anybody raise? How many, Mac?
Give me three.
Look at them, Chuckles. Are they worth what you did to me? Are they?
Three for me.
I'll take two.
Look at Mac. Just a racketeer. With all his money. A penny anti-racketeer. Look at Corey at Bantam.
Wake up, Chuckles. I said three.
You asleep or something?
Snap it up. All I want is two cards.
Are they worth my life, Chuckles? Are they? Are they?
Chuckles!
Are they?
Oh, sorry. How many did you want, Mac?
I said three.
Sorry, I was thinking. Cash me in, will you, fellas? I'm just spoiling your game tonight. I want to talk, Lieutenant.
Look, Matson, are you crazy enough to expect me to believe that you'd walk in here and hand me the Davis gang on a silver platter?
I got to live with myself, Lieutenant.
You got a conscience suddenly?
Yeah, maybe I have.
Look, I've been on the force 15 years. Consciences just don't grow on characters like you.
I still want to talk. I got to live with myself.
And how long do you expect to? Live, that is, if you do talk to me.
I don't know. Not very long.
Well, far be it from me to look a gift horse in the teeth. Let's have it.
Well, what do you want first? The Vic Jones deal? That was Corey Taylor and Bantam Smith. I heard Davis give the order. I saw him drive off and come back. When they missed the girl, the girl, Davis gave that job to me.
And you did it, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Buddy?
You won't dig it up.
Got to. Why not?
Because she's got a view where I put her, Lieutenant.
Oh, I know you're nuts. A view for a call.
I'm not nuts. You gotta believe me. You gotta.
The DA will send me to the booby hatch if I come to him with this.
All right. Do what you want. Only get Davis and Taylor and Smith and the rest of them. I'll show you where everything is. I'll give you the whole thing. You gotta believe me. Then you can fry me anything you want. Only you gotta get them. You gotta. I can't see them walking around alive. I can't.
So you got conscience, did you, Matson? You know, maybe the best punishment we could dream up for you would be to just let you live.
Crime does not pay. Alan Baxter, who was starred as Chuckles Matson in Law of the Jungle, will be back with you in just a moment. Now, here in person is Alan Baxter.
You've just heard a story of crime and violent death which dealt with people we can hardly call pleasant. Yet the counterparts of these people exist in everyday life and will continue to exist until the profit is taken out of their way of life, a life which obeys only its own law, the law of the jungle, kill or be killed. Mac Davis and his well-organized mob operated a gambling syndicate. Their profits came from the sucker money, the bets placed through them by otherwise decent citizens who wanted to turn an easy dollar, make a quick profit themselves. When decent citizens everywhere stop supporting this kind of organized crime, the prototypes of Mac Davis and Chuckles Matson will disappear. In other words, only people like you and me can make certain that crime does not pay.
Thank you, Alan Baxter. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Marks B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.